This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Smack dab in the middle of fire season, Rachel Pope of the Douglas Forest Protective Association. Good morning.
Good morning, Kyle.
Well, I know a lot of things have been going on in some ways, but in some ways it's been a little quiet.
It's been a busy season for DFPA and all of our other firefighters out there in Douglas County. It's been consistent and nonstop almost every day. Today officially marks the 50th day that we've been in fire season, and it also marks the 18th day that we've been in extreme fire danger.
And we've had warm temperatures. We're out of the extreme heat, but when we've got what looks to be at least now maybe 2 weeks in the 90s, that's a little daunting.
Yeah, that's what we're looking at, and that's what we're preparing for. The positive is this is kind of standard for August, and so all of us are always ready for this being the peak of our fire season, August going into September. So we're fully staffed again, and we have everybody ready for initial attack.
And indeed, like yesterday, for instance, that fire out in Camas Valley had a lot of potential to get a lot bigger in a hurry, but you got it stopped at 6 acres.
Yeah, so that was the Kirkendall fire that we're talking about that happened in Camas Valley, and the final size that I got on that last night is actually 9.6 acres. As of right now, it's 80% mopped up, so we're going to have two squads and an engine from DFPA out there finishing that project up. So just for public awareness, if you're in that area, you might continue to see a little bit of smoke as the crews continue working out there. But thanks to the collaborative efforts of everybody that was out there, we were able to get that fire knocked down quickly and save the residents that were out there under a level 3 evacuation.
And I mean, you pulled in 5 other fire agencies and help from, of course, the sheriff's office and others as well. A lot of people involved in that.
It was a lot of people involved due to the quickness of the fire, how fast that was moving, and the potential for the structural evacuations and structural damage that might have been in place. So when something like that is initiated in the county, all responders that are available are there to assist and tackle what's in front of us.
Well, and I didn't get out there, but I saw a few pictures, and I mean, added the potential there with all the grass fields and all of that. It's like, uh-oh.
Exactly. Then the fuels are really dry right now, especially the grasses and the finer fuels. And for you that aren't aware, grass fires move very quickly. And there was some structures and vehicles that were damaged in that, but not any homes, thank God. So again, with everybody's quick reaction and everybody working collaboratively and tackling different areas of the fire, they were able to get that extinguished quickly.
And you hear the same things I do probably during the day. Every day this week, there have been multiple incidents of somebody mowing dry grass or somebody out with some power tool where they weren't supposed to have it. And it seems like not everybody has got the message.
So there are some false calls that we go out to. So electric power tools right now are not restricted. It's going to be gas power tools. So if you're running an electric weed eater with plastic stringed, that's allowed. If it's metal bladed, it's not. So, which is fine. We like to get those calls and go out there and investigate and make sure that those individuals are following those regulations. But then there are some that aren't following the restrictions that are out there mowing that brown grass that aren't understanding of the restrictions that are in place. And that's where we come in to educate individuals. But if that's a first offense, if it's not a first offense and we're getting called out there, you are going to be cited and ticketed.
Now, with the August already here, August is, you know, a very dry month. It's not uncommon to get no moisture for the entire month. And though we've seen a lot of the green grass brown up, we're going to see a lot more.
Yeah, and it's browning everywhere. And this year, it actually browned up quicker than what we're used to. Hence why we've been in the extreme fire danger level for 18 days. So what I can do is if you do have an electric powered plastic stringed weed eater, I would advise individuals to focus on that defensible space around your homes, at least working 20 feet around the perimeter of your structures that you want to make sure that you're able to protect and stop from that fire traveling and damaging your homes.
Now, around Oregon, we've got a lot of big fires right now, 1.2 million plus acres and about 9,000 people out there dealing with different fires. Do you have any DFPA folks that are helping in other places?
We do. So we have DFPA employees that are allocated to the ODF incident management teams, and those are state teams that comprise of various different firefighters and their levels and what they're qualified in. So we have individuals that are on Team 1, Team 2, and Team 3, which are all deployed right now, and all over on the east side of the state that are helping fight those fires. We have some individuals that have backfilled as task force leaders or division operators, divisional positions that are also backfilling to help on those. And then we're also staffing some individuals out on the Umpqua National Forest fires in the Homestead Complex, and then also helping out on that Cottage Lane 1 fire. So we have our firefighters that are everywhere helping and lending their expertise into fighting these fires that are impacting the state. And also we are fully staffed at home, and individuals are here ready and prepared to initiate initial attack on firefighters that and fires that start on the home front. Sorry.
Now, I haven't looked at this super closely, but I know there's some potential over the weekend for some lightning more out in the forested areas that may not impact DFPA lands as much, but that potential is out there.
The potential is out there, and we are on standby. We've been pulling the reports all week. Right now, the percentage is at 10% for lightning happening Saturday night. Some might come in tonight. The meteorologists are saying that it's going to stay to the east of the Cascades and impact more of that side of the state. However, we are always prepared and ready to go into IA. We will be having firefighters on later in the day, just in case it rolls through at night, which we enact lightning reconnaissance as everybody is aware of what DFPA does. So we're ready and on standby for that.
So what should people think about in terms of going into the weekend? And folks are still getting outdoors, doing a lot of things outside. What do they need to remember?
I'm receiving a lot of calls into the office asking about closures and where they can camp and if there's any off-roading allowed right now. As you know, DFPA is a firefighting agency, and we protect 1.6 million acres of a variety of different land ownership. I would advise individuals to check BLM closures and the Umpqua National Forest closures and make sure that there's even access on that side. Again, vehicles, check your vehicles, make sure you're not dragging chains. Another thing that I'd like to emphasize that we don't talk about too much is that the sport of shooting is not regulated. However, the ammunition that you use is restricted. So the use of tracer ammunition, explosive ammunition, or steel component, core or jacket, or incendiary ammunition is restricted. We have had several fires this year that have been found through the investigation linked to full metal jacket ammunition. So that metal jacket can heat up and cause radiant heat and catch dry vegetation on fire. So I would ask those to please not use that type of ammunition while you're out there recreating, and to understand the dryness of the vegetation that you're in, and to not shoot at rocks or metal targets that could also cause sparks. It takes just one spark to cause a wildfire. So please recreate responsibly.
All right, Rachel Pope, Douglas Forest Protective Association, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you for having me.
8:40 at the Morning Report.